The State Department of Education will pick Alaska's Teacher of the Year next month. This week, we'll have profiles of each of the five finalists from across the state. The first is Ingrid Cumberledge, a third-grade teacher from Sandpoint. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, Cumberledge has taught in the Aleutians East Borough School District for more than 20 years, and her Sandpoint roots run deep.
Ingrid Cumberledge has always lived in Alaska. She grew up in Sandpoint and went to college in Fairbanks and Anchorage. She didn't always know she was going to be a teacher.
I went to school for political science, and I actually worked in the legislature for a short amount of time. And then I realized, you know, I love working with kids. And they pay you to play with kids, and to watch kids get excited about learning is the best thing in the world.
Despite getting a taste of more urban Alaska, Cumberledge always knew she was going to come back home and serve her community. She says her parents were big influences in that decision.
They helped establish the borough out there. They fought for the first municipal school district, and then they fought for the borough school district. They later fought for the health, the local health agency. And so I had these really great models. And so to be able to go back to my hometown and teach just was the ultimate goal, because I could give back to those kids.
Cumberledge taught high school before third grade, and she says she prefers teaching the younger kids.
Third grade is pretty amazing because they go from being spoon-fed, you know, needing a lot of help and support when they come in, to being pretty independent learners, and they're willing to try anything at third grade.
When announcing the nominees for Teacher of the Year, the Department of Education highlighted Cumberledge's status as a community and cultural advocate. Not only does she work hard to create relationships with parents, but she also takes advantage of the rural landscape of Sandpoint to teach her students about history, culture, and science.
We get to talk about how people live traditionally and insulated their homes. And in our region, that means the Bravaras, so they were half semi-subterranean with hills built above them so that it washed off the rain. And we get to compare that to modern-day insulation and modern-day construction with the 200-mile-an-hour winds that blow through occasionally.
Cumberledge is the only nominee this year who was born in Alaska, and she's proud to represent her community.
I do appreciate the opportunity to celebrate Alaska teachers coming from Alaska, particularly from rural Alaska, Alaska Native teachers being celebrated. I think we have a lot of great teachers that are teaching all over Alaska.
And Cumberledge says she's happy she's able to put her small community of about 1,000 in the spotlight. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.